For Jannah, the garden of paradise, Ha is for Hajj, the blessed pilgrimage, Ha is for Khatim, the seal of the prophethood given to the prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dies for Deen al-Islam, religion with Allah since time began. That is for dhikr, remembering Allah, and rise for the month of Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan. Zayf for zakah, to cure our greed, when we give our money to those in need. Zayf for salamun alaykum, peace be with you, wa alaykum as-salam. Shaz for Shams, the shining sun, which Allah placed for everyone. And Faiz for Salah, for when we pray, facing Him. Every day facing Him, till we meet our Lord. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Dies with duha, the morning light, the sun has turned from red to white. Dies for tariq, a path to walk upon. And la is for zil, a shadow. And ah is for ilm, the thing to know, to make our knowledge grow in Islam. Ghais for ghaib, a world unseen, and that we know is not a dream. And fa is for the opening al-fatiha. And qaf for the Qur'an, the book of God. And ka is for kalima, a word we're taught, to teach us what is good and what is not.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا تعبدا ورفقا لبيك لبيك ذا النعماء والفضل الحسن لبيك وسعديك والخير بيديك والضماء إليك والعمل لبيك ذا المعاج لبيك ذا الفواصل لبيك
وصلي على رسول الكريم لا من جزاك الله خير وأسمى جزاء الحمد لله رب العالمين. If you are able to hear us now and we feel thankful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including a stable internet connection and including the afia to reach out to each other even through this medium, then let's see some smiles and some happiness, and you can certainly turn your cameras on to show us how you are prepared for this class. You can show your materials, and once again a very very warm welcome to you to our online class. And we are going to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Reha, that looks beautiful, mashallah. Maryam, that is amazing. So may Allah's peace, mercy, and His blessings be upon you. Okay, and alhamdulillah, we feel so blessed to be sitting with some incredible friends who are so relaxed. Mashallah, Musa, beautiful, excellent. So how many of us were able to give a hug to our parents? So go ahead and type one. Maybe you were getting some extra time to do that if you had not done that. And how many of us were able to do wudu? Then go ahead, you can type two if you did wudu also. And how many of us are sitting with our materials? That will be a three. So you can type one, two, three if everything is checked. Okay. Yes, I think the voice, there is kind of some internet issue maybe. But I hope, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease all affairs. And we will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tamim bil khair. Okay, so alhamdulillah. So barakallahu fi for all those students, mashallah, who logged in with their IDs. That looks so amazing. So go ahead, write in the box your labbaik with your full name. And inshallah, you are going to take a few seconds and reset our intentions why we are here. Okay, and I am going to do that for myself. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Oh Allah, we are here. Oh Allah, we are here. We are very weak. We are very incapable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only your mercy with which things happen. So, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am here to share whatever little knowledge we have with these amazing friends and with the du'as that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you all as the leaders of the righteous, inshallah. All right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all be servants in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we serve, the more we will lead. Okay. So, inshallah. So, go ahead while you are writing your beautiful labbaik, mashallah. You can, some of you can make your reminders for the day as to what we are going to do. Now, today is Wednesday. So we will be getting our Ramadan reminders today. So that will be one session. We will have seerah, and definitely we will be talking about the pillars of Iman. Anybody wants to share any thought on their mind, then you can raise your hand and I can take one comment. So make sure you have something very powerful for everybody. Then you can raise your hand and take the mic and we can start off with that powerful note, inshallah. I am so excited. So am I. Alhamdulillah. All right. So let's see who is wanting to share anyone thought with the friends, right? So alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. One thought on my mind are these two words, taw'an aw qarhan. One is doing something willingly, voluntarily, or something that you are pushed towards, that you're not really happy about. So what do you think we should be like in life? Taw'an, like doing things happily, or doing things with a fuss, like, oh, I still have to write this, I still have to do this. Which one do you think is smarter, right? So which one is smarter? Happy, excellent, and happily doing it, and excitedly doing it. All right, mashallah, tabarakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you on your ilm and amal and actions. Yes, you can be positive. So let us focus and we will listen very carefully and take notes. Who is going to type the surah are we doing? All the happy friends, can you type the surah that we are doing? And any lesson that you remember from surah Fil, mashallah, barakallah, Fil. Excellent. And it's really, really important to know the meaning of the Quran. Really, really important to know the meaning of the Quran. You know why? Okay, Alhamdulillah, I was giving you some thinking time. Yes, it's not to get jealous, alhamdulillah. So it's very, very important to know the meaning, and the meaning is so important. I'm going to give you a little joke while you set up your notes and station. So one time there was a person who went to the masjid, and the imam was leading Taraweeh. So he stood there. He was a new person in Islam. So he stood in the prayer, and the prayer went on going and going and going and going, and it was like long. So he really felt tired in that Taraweeh rak'ah. So once they finished, he asked the person next to him. He said, "What was the imam reciting?" And the person said he was reciting Surah Baqarah. And he said, okay, so what is the meaning of this surah? And he said, Baqarah means cow. Okay. And then he said, okay. And he went away. The next morning, he came in the morning, and everybody was in the prayer for the Fajr Salah. So before he joined the rak'ah, he saw somebody outside. So he asked him, what is the imam praying today? So he said, he's praying Surah Feel. And he asked, what is the meaning of Feel? And the person said, feel means elephant. And guess what happened? Can you guess what happened? He felt so scared that he turned around and he ran away. So it's so important to know the meaning and understanding of the Quran, right? No, it was basically, he thought that Surah Baqarah was this long, then I wonder how long it's going to be Surah Feel. So how many of you think that Surah Feel is a long surah or is a small surah? Is it a long surah or is it a small surah? Let's see. Very good, mashallah. It's a very small surah. Which juz is this in? Which juz is this in? 30th juz. Excellent. All right. So, barakallah fi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you tremendously for all your efforts. Now, give your hands a little rest and let's get ready to capture some amazing lessons, and you will be writing these lessons on my screen. So be ready with at least one thing you're going to share with everybody, okay? So Surah Feel, a brief synopsis one more time, is that at that time, a long time ago, even before the Prophet ﷺ was born, the Kaaba, there was a lot of idols around it, okay? And the Quraysh was a very respected tribe. The people in that land was really like violent people. They could break up, like they can start fights anytime, they can get into issues anytime, but generally regarding the Quraysh, they respected them a lot. Why? Because they were custodians of this holy place of Kaaba, and that's why they had brought their own idols and they had fixed them all around it, and they wanted to maintain very good terms with them, okay? And that got the attention of this person called Abraha, and he wanted to divert all these people and all their attention to this place, towards his own place. And that's why he thought that I'm going to build a huge, massive army, and we're going to come, we're going to scare everybody away, and we're just going to scramble this place. And that way nobody's going to go there, and eventually people will come to my place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this story in this, and we covered last time that, do you remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with these people? So inshallah, let's start, and we will keep on getting our lessons so we know how to say the ta'awuz. So let's say that together. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. I seek protection with Allah from the cursed or rejected shaytan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. So once you have said the ta'awuz, it's like you have taken protection. So make sure that your cameras are off, your hands are very relaxed, nothing you need to type, just you and your notes and your listening ears on. Okay? And inshallah, we will start. By starting with Bismillah, we are calling for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And you will be sending your recitations in your homework group for us to listen to, and you will be memorizing the meaning. So if you ponder, reflect on every word, the meaning will become easier and easier for you, inshallah. Okay? أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have not tara you seen kaifa, how I want you to think about, pause here, kaifa is how. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking what was done to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking how he dealt with, okay? Fa'ala, dealt, rabbuka, your Lord, bi ashab, with the companions, al-feel, of the elephants. So if I ask you that how is your quarantine time going, versus what are you doing? Let's say I ask you, like, what are you studying in your digital learning days? So you can say, I am doing my grade 5 or grade 6. I'm doing this particular, I'm doing science. But when I ask you, like, how you're doing in your digital learning days, then I'm expecting some explanation. So today, inshallah, in our lesson today, we will see that explanation and a recap of the verses we did yesterday. Let's recite them together. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ أَلَمْ did not يَجْعَلْ he made كَيْدَهُمْ their plan فِي to or go فِي تَضْلِيلٍ go astray. فِي is usually meaning in, but here when you put it together, it is like go astray. So يَجْعَلْ is he made. Okay, so it's really, really important point to understand here that yaj'al means when you make something from something, okay? So you try to make out of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like stop them from making their plan. So yaj'al, the word yaj'al, if you want to add here, it basically means you take an existing plan and then transform or morph it at the end. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them think that their plan is in order, but then yanks them at the end. Okay? So they planned, they even executed it, they had their huge big army, they even came all the way to Kaaba, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did what? He made their plan go astray. So it's really, really interesting. For example, when someone is really rebellious, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets them free. They let them do what they want to do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, holds them accountable. It's really interesting. For example, like I learned from a teacher that, you know, you have like a dog, let's say, running around. So if he has a little bit of a leash, he can only run that much. But if you put like a long leash around him, like a couple of 100 feet leash, and he's now running at the fastest of the speed because he thinks he's free. And then all of a sudden, when he comes to an end, he's like yanked big time, and it really hurts. So this is like Alam Yaj'al. He made their plan go astray. So they went ahead with all this planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was still watching. He was watching what they were doing, but he let them do it. But then he turned that, made their plan go in a completely wasteful thing. Allah protect us from such an ending.
وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ
And he sent عَلَيْهِمْ upon them or against them طَيْرًا birds أَبَابِيلٍ in flocks. So when Abdul Muttalib, like when these armies were coming, if you visualize that, all the people in the town, they had left because there was such a huge army to handle. And we talked about how Abdul Muttalib even went to Abraha asking for his own camels. And then they're all out of the way. And then Abdul Muttalib, like when he sees all these birds coming, it's like, subhanAllah, he says, like, I swear by Allah, these are strange birds. They are not from Najd and they are not from Tahan. These were two areas. And these were coming from the same direction as Yemen, from where this army was coming. And it's like really incredible, like the whole sky kind of filled with these little birds. And, you know, there's different meaning for Ababil, like in flocks they came in. So let's find out what happened and how was this army dealt with. So our new words for today is
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ
Your turn. Let's see how beautiful you can recite this verse. Excellent. Let's try one more time. Pay attention to wherever we have to give some timing.
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ
ترميهم is striking them. بحجارة is like the plural of hijr. Most of you have heard the word hajre aswad. So hajr means stone. Hajre aswad is like the black stone in Kaaba, right? So hajr is stone. Hijara is plural, like with stones. B means with. Min is of, from, sijir, baked clay. So these stones were made of hard clay that turn into stones. And this word tarmihim, it's very interesting. Tarmihim has a lot of meaning. Like once you become Arabic experts, you will see that it's not like you just strike one time. So these birds, visualize these birds are coming in. You can stretch your hands and you can fly like a bird right now and think about your hands as your wings there and your feet as your claws. Okay. And these birds had small stones in their beaks and they had small stones in their claws. And they kept, you know, like they kept striking them. It's not like one-time action. They kept striking. The stones kept coming down again and again, like never stopping. And also, they had very specific targets. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, they were trained. This was the army of Allah. They had very specific targets. You will see that in Seerah also, in a couple of wars, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forces come to help. Okay? At times when needed. And then what happened? فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَسْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. Your turn. So whenever you see a meem shadda or a noon shadda, you are going to give a little bit timing to it, okay? So that will make your recitation really beautiful. Those of you who recite beautifully, inshallah, they will be with the fast-flying angels in Jannah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all recite this Quran really beautifully, okay? So let's try one more time. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. You see this Hamza here? So you're going to give a jerk. Ma'kool. So faja'alahum. Again, then he made them. This word ja'ala is when you have something existing and then you turn it into something else. Okay? There is a word called khalaqa, which means you create it. So out of nothing, you like created something, like Allah created me and you. But فَجَعَلَهُمْ means then he made them. There was already something there and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them. So what was already there? There was already like a huge, powerful army. And Allah made them into what? قَعَسْفٍ. So قَعَسْف is like, you know, قَعَسْف is like when you have very strong winds going around. When the wind is blowing the leaves, and asp is like a leaf, a straw, which is like broken from the tree and it's like withered away. Okay, so qasfin is like a broken and withered straw or leaf, and ma'kul is same word as akala. Akala is eating. Okay, so we say this in some du'as too, but akala is like eating, and ma'kul is something which is eaten up. Okay, so here, asim makul is, have you ever seen a camel eating some food? So when they are eating that food, or if you have ever seen an animal eating some food, they usually chew it and they're grinding it. But then there's some food which falls down on the floor. Okay? Like some of them falls down. So imagine like full strength of jaws crushing and chewing the food and still some of it is falling down. That's like kasim ma'kul, subhanAllah. So that's how this army was left, as a helpless piece of food, like eaten up by the enemy. Okay, so I hope you can visualize that understanding. And next time when you are reciting this surah, you can keep that in mind, what they came as and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them into because of their arrogance and their ways. SubhanAllah. So there's a lots and lots and lots of lessons that we learned from Surah Fil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Quraysh at that time, I'm going to allow you to go ahead and write the lessons on the screen as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Quraysh at that time as well, that, you know what, when you're annotating, use the text prompt. So if you don't know, let me just show you one more time, that you have this particular thing right here, and you can take the text from here. And make sure your text is like a small size, okay, so you can write it. Okay, so I'm going to clear all the drawings right now. Sorry, those who were writing, mashallah, so nicely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all the friends use their time very wisely. So no lines, please. And very nice. Allah destroys bad people. Excellent. So those who are trying to write with a free pen, please don't do that. Clear your drawing from here and take a text. Okay, so the big lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to the Quraysh at that time, and which is given to you also at that time, is even right now, you see some people submit and they are using their time wisely. But some people, they're trying to use not their time wisely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, look what happened with them. And you see this, you saw this happening. So why don't you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So mashallah, some of you are writing beautifully. Allah has control over all things. And don't be jealous and be of the wrongdoers. Never doubt about Allah and always have trust in him. That is so beautiful. If you want to raise your hand and talk also, you can raise your hand. And if this time you can show me on your cameras also what you have. And anybody who has scribbled on this, may Allah give them the hidayah that they can clear it by themselves. So may Allah help us all use the tool wisely. So the tool is right here. You can use this clear to clear up if you have written anything which is not right. Okay. So obviously these ones we're learning, sometimes genuinely we don't know how to take care of things. So here is a clear tool. So Michal, go ahead, any word of wisdom from your side? What did we learn?
I learned that we should always trust Allah, and Allah is stronger than us. And Allah can do anything.
Mm-hmm. MashaAllah, that is so beautiful. Excellent. So I have, brought it to a freeze now, and there are beautiful reminders. In case you have not written more, go ahead and you can write some of them from here. Awaz?
I learned that we need Allah, but Allah doesn't need us.
SubhanAllah, we need Allah, and Allah does not need us. Excellent. Zulkarnain, that's beautiful what you're showing in the screen also. Laika?
I just needed to say, you always have to place your trust in Allah. Never doubt Allah and have faith in Allah and don't underestimate Him.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. Ashata, I think your hand got accidentally down, so I can see you. Yes.
Allah is good.
Yes, go ahead. Your turn. Yeah. What's your name? Galaxy?
What's your name?
Burhan Naveed.
Burhan, okay. Burhan, next time you can keep your name as that. I'm going to fix it for you. But go ahead. What's your lesson that you took away?
Trust in Allah.
Uh-huh.
Do not be jealous.
Trust
Allah. Allah is the great.
MashaAllah. Excellent. Barakallah fi. And Maha?
That Allah can empower anything. Like, no matter how small, like, He made birds just destroy a whole army, so He can empower the smallest things.
SubhanAllah. And just to look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, they made them like Asim Makul. Okay, I'm going to take last one so that, okay, Nimra?
I learned that, like, we need help sometimes, but Allah never needs help.
SubhanAllah. It's incredible. Okay, Shata?
Allah destroys all the bad people. Allah can do anything.
SubhanAllah. Beautiful. Excellent. All right. MashaAllah. Barakallah. Free friends. Beautiful, beautiful messages and beautiful learning that you all took away. I am going to let you type more if you need to in the text prompt. And if anybody was wanting to write something from here, I hope by our next session, friends know how to use this board very carefully and nicely. Okay. So let's move to the seerah and with Surah Fil, with the full firm faith and belief that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good. He listens to the du'as. So Abdul Muttalib, leadership skills were amazing. When things go beyond your control, then put your trust in Allah and do your best and leave everything to Allah. Okay? And impossible becomes I am possible with Allah. So Jazakallah khair. And Sister Shaheen, if you're ready, then we are ready to get some gems from Seera, inshallah.
Jazakallahu khairan kaseera, Sister Javeria. Inshallah. Is my voice clear now?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Indeed, it was definitely a lot of reminders for us, especially how jealousy and bad behavior and bad conduct brings downfall. So that was a beautiful reminder, and the kids you guys shared was also like a lot of new things for me also to learn from you. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all the young and active, energetic, happy kids. How are you? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so let's continue with our seerah session. We will start with our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. Wa ahlul uqadatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma. Allahumma faqihna fid din. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khayr. Alhamdulillah. Yesterday we did a beautiful session from Seerah, and it was how Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got his prophethood, and how the whole session of prophethood actually started. And the first step was what? That it came through Hazrat Jibreel Alayhi Salam, and then he came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was in the cave of Hira, and after that how he got scared, he came back, he came to his home, to his wife, and subhanAllah, how his wife, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, her reaction was how she calmed down Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she took him to her cousin, who was actually a scholar of his time, and the whole story. So the point we learn is that as soon as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned something new, what did he do? He came back to his family first. So today's story, today's session from the seerah is continuation from that, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches Islam to family, friends and people of Makkah. And if you see here, it is that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing just to keep an idea, just to get a view that how his family would have reacted. So he was saying something, but the people of Makkah, the family, they were going into complete different direction. So soon after the first visit of Angel Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he received the first revelation in the cave of Hira, where he was by himself, and what was he doing there? He was trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so after that, after meeting Jibreel alayhi salam, he came home and he narrated the whole story to his wife. Now the interesting point is his wife's reaction, Hazrat Khadija's reaction was very positive. And why was she very positive in Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Khadija radiallahu anha did not panic, and she knew Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was as-sadiq and al-ameen. We did this characteristics of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before, that he was sadiq and al-ameen. And what does it mean by that? Sadiq means he was truthful, and he was and al-ameen means he was honest. And so what happened? After Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that he saw an angel, he saw some different creature come to him and tried to reveal him something. He didn't know that even that was Quran, as it was the first revelation. And what did she do? She immediately believed in him. Right away at the first instance, her reaction was what? She believed in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She didn't say, oh, maybe you must be hallucinating, or she didn't say, maybe you must be imagining something else, or anything. She didn't doubt at him. The right of it, and that's the beauty of the family, that whenever there's some situation, something, family means they trust each other, they believe in each other. And so she believed in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what did her belief, what did that particular moment's belief rewarded her? She became the first believer of the entire nation until the last person on the face of earth. So she was actually, she took the pride, she took the crown of being the first ever believer after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's such a huge accomplishment. And why did she receive this? Because of the trust in a relationship. So definitely a very deep point for us to also learn here is that whenever we are around people, try to be always positive. Try not to judge, right? Try not to have grudges. Try not to think something which might not be there or just assume things. Always be positive. And we never know. We might be a silent cooperative person to someone in a tough situation. We might become the reason for someone to cheer up. And so here, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, she was the first believer. And she was the first believer of the mankind. So automatically that makes her the first Muslim woman also. And so after her, what happened, we know the story we did yesterday, that she took Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to her cousin Warqa, and then Warqa also said that if this is true, then this is Jibreel alayhi salam who came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he tried, and he's the same who used to come to the prophets before, and that is the revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, who was the next person? At this time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first cousin Ali. Ali radiallahu anhu was his first cousin. How? He was son of Abu Talib. Who was Abu Talib? We did it before. Abu Talib was uncle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After his own father Abdullah passed away, before Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. Then when he was 6 years old, his mom passed away. When he was 8 years old, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib passed away. And so who he was? He was with Abu Talib. Abu Talib himself had 8 kids. So Ali radiallahu anhu, he was one of the 8 kids of Abu Talib. And he used to live with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. SubhanAllah, it's such a beautiful bonding. When he was a kid, he used to live with Abu Talib. And now Ali radiallahu anhu, he's a kid and he's living with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was 9 years old and learning that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got the revelation, and he is now the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He immediately accepted, and what happened? He became the second Muslim after Khadija radiallahu anha. I will activate everyone's chat box and type 1 if you are 9 and above. Yes, everyone's chat box is active. Yes, mashallah. We all here are 9 years and above 9, that's 8. And imagine Ali radiallahu anhu, he was 9 years old. And at that time, he was able to accept Islam, and he was the second one to commit to Islam and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one and only Allah. And he was also the one who affirmed that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message he got, he is not, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the real prophet. Now at the same time, if we take ourselves into that position, imagine how strong and mature and accomplished mind he would be having. That when he got the right thing in front of him, he was immediately able to capture it, right? He was immediately able to grasp the opportunity. And here a beautiful lesson for us is that whenever we get an opportunity to follow the truth, to follow the haq, to follow something which is towards the good, which is leading towards the good, always try to grasp the opportunity right away. Do not even wait for a second for someone else to join or someone else to do it and then I will do it. No. Because the reward of doing it right away, which is called in Quran also, it's mentioned saying, As-sabiqoon al-awwaloon, that those who are from the first will always be from the first. So, and the second point is that he was obedient. He accepted right away. And what did it reward him? He became the second believer. Now imagine the billions and trillions of people until the day of judgment. Khadija radiallahu anha is the first believer. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he's the second. So the virtues they will hold is so beautiful. So we have to be from those who accept the truth, who accept any situation or any aspect of doing good right away without waiting. And it could be anything small as serving someone a glass of water. That's also a good deed. And instead of playing the games, you do it, I will do it, the one who does it right away wins the battle. So inshallah, we have to be from those who is always from the first, What happened? After Ali radiallahu anhu, who was next? After the visit to Khadija's cousin Warqa bin Nawfil and the confirmation that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now the Rasul of Allah, he shared this news with his best friend Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So first it was his wife, then it was the people living in his home, and the third was who? The best friend. Subhanallah, it's such a beautiful process, and this is exactly what happens, that we come home and we talk to our parents the first, then our siblings, and then if we are excited and something really good has happened, what we do? We share it immediately with our best friend. And what did Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu say? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they were very good friends, and he also knew that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preaching the correct religion. He had no doubt, and that this message is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also immediately accepted Islam, and he became the first amongst the men to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become a true believer. So after Khadija radiallahu anha, it was Ali, and then it was Hazrat Abu Bakr. Now imagine, the first from a woman was Khadija, the first from a child was Ali, and the first from a man was Abu Bakr. And what would they have done? They took the message and did they sit by themselves? Or did they went ahead and talk to more people around? SubhanAllah, they went to more people around, and then it seems that after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam, right away he was able to convey the same message to 9 more people, and all those 9 people accepted Islam right away. After that, what happened? After the first revelation, Zaid bin Haritha. He was the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned that back then slavery was very common, and Islam was trying to eradicate the slavery. But this was yet the beginning. And what happened that when he left Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger, he immediately accepted Islam. And so Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anhu, he was the first amongst the slaves and the first amongst the very first few to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first Muslim ever was a woman, subhanallah. And the second was a child, and then Abu Bakr and radiallahu anhu, and after that it was Zaid bin Haritha who was his slave. So these are the few people that were very close to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After all this, these people, they immediately accepted Islam, and they immediately affirmed the message of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what happened next? The next was that one day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited his whole family and people of Makkah, and he stood on the Mount of Safa and announced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him revelations, and that Allah chose him to be his last and final messenger. His uncle, now this is the another uncle, one was Abu Talib, this is the next one, this is Abu Jahl. What happened when he heard the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He cursed the Prophet. Why? Because, alhamdulillah, he thought that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the religion of his forefathers. And like we saw before, what was the religion of their forefathers before? They used to have idols all over the world in the Kaaba, inside the Kaaba, and they used to worship them. So according to Abu Jahl, that was the correct religion. And when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed the ayahs, revealed the message, he thought that this is something new, so this is wrong, and he didn't accept it. No one from his family except Khadija radiallahu anhu, anha, and Ali radiallahu anhu accepted Islam right away. SubhanAllah. But he still was very patient and loving and polite to them, and kept on calling them towards one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one. Imagine the uncle cursing him right away in front of the entire nation or mankind who was present there. And what did Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He was patient. And if we compare to ourselves, even if we make a mistake and someone tells us something in front of others, we feel so offended. We literally react back. We don't have that patience to just absorb it for a minute and say, Alhamdulillah, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And in front of everyone, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, actually Na'udhu Billah got cursed by his own uncle. And what did they do? Do not believe, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not believe in ideals and believe in Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the last and final messenger. And what did he do? He warned them about the Day of Judgment. No rich or elite people from his family or from the tribe of Quraysh or from the people of Makkah accepted Islam right away. There were different tribes. So no one accepted Islam. Who accepted Islam? Only slaves, women and young children accepted Islam. Subhanallah. So the weaker were the ones to accept and adapt fast as compared to the stronger one who had to be the vice versa, that the stronger one would have to be the first one. But subhanallah, they didn't accept it. They were rigid. And what did they do? In fact of accepting it, in fact of being nice, they tortured and they punished the poor and all those who accepted Islam right away. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them to have patience and seek help from Allah and only Allah. So all those who were being tortured by accepting Islam, they were being tortured. This is not like a small or a light kind of torture. It was actually very abusive. They used to be very abusive, and especially if they were like slaves or anyone from in the family accepted Islam, then the other part, the male and the dominant people of the family, they would actually be very abusive. And on that abuse, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them to have patience and seek help from only and only Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. So the lesson we learned is the three main teachings of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the entire 13 years. He spent 13 years in Mecca before he migrated to Medina. And in those 13 years, all he worked was on Tawheed, that is believe in one and only Allah, Risalat and Yawmul Qiyamah, that is believe in Prophet and believe in the Day of Judgment. And for us, the lesson to learn is always strive to be from those who accept and submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right away. Don't wait for any next opportunity. Don't wait for anyone when it's a chance to do good deed. Yes, it's always good to have companions to motivate others. But in motivating, do not lose our own chance. The teaching starts from home. Try to share whatever learned with family first. We are learning, whatever we learn, the first right of that learning to be shared is to whom? Is to our immediate family, those who stay with us, those who are with us day and night. And right now, especially in our isolation time, this is the best way we can try to transfer the knowledge that we have and make them also part of khair. Never give up on anyone. Keep trying. No judgments, no backbiting, no being rude. Just patience and keep trying. No giving up. And always seek help through patience and prayer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was a beautiful story that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually faced in his time, in his life, after getting the first revelation. Alhamdulillah, Sister Aisha is also ready. So before we continue with Sister Aisha, just if anyone wants to share any one point or just type in for maybe just 10 seconds, then inshallah we can go ahead and do that. Yes, anyone ready? Alishba, your hand was already raised, so I don't know if you are ready. I will take Muhib. Muhib, go ahead and share.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
The bigger people of Quraysh did not accept Islam because they knew that if they accept Islam, then they'll have to listen to Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they didn't want to.
Yes, they didn't accept it because then they thought maybe they would have to give up on the religion of their forefathers. And even after realizing, they avoided the truth. MashaAllah, barakillahu feek. And the last one would be Aman. Go ahead, Aman.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how you said that Khadija was the first like believer
mm-hmm.
of Islam? But what about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Weren't they being the message of Islam? Weren't they Like,
I'm sorry, Aman, your voice was cracking, but all I heard was that Prophet Khadija radiallahu anha was the first believer. And beyond that, I couldn't hear you, but inshallah.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so you know how, like, she's the first believer. What about the prophets, like, before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like,
yes.
Weren't there people who believed in Islam before her?
Yes, let me just quickly summarize that in one point, that this we are talking about is Islam. And actually, Islam started when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started getting the revelations. So the prophets, before Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were on their own religion, which was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. So that's, alhamdulillah, a complete different topic. But yes, they were also the believers of their time. We are talking about the believers of the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I hope this answered your question. Barakallahu feek. Inshallah, Sister Aisha is ready. We will continue with our next session with Sister Aisha. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, inshallah. I hope you all are doing well. And today again, we are here with our topic. With our topic of Ramadan. And what's the topic, Ahna Mustafa? It's Ramadan and?
Ramadan and Quran.
Ramadan and Quran. You're absolutely right. So remember how we were talking about Ramadan and Quran in our last session. So just let's quickly recap. So what did we learn last time? I asked you, actually I was telling everyone that we as human beings are made up of two things, right?
Yeah.
So what are the two things we are made up of? What is the first thing that we have?
Yeah, clay.
Clay. Yeah, everybody's answering that. Clay, absolutely. So what is that clay connected with?
Clay is connected with moon.
No, the clay is connected with what? Is it connected?
It's connected with the ground.
It's connected with the ground. It's connected with this earth, right? So our outer body or our outer shell is made up of clay. So because it's made up of clay, it wants clay. So where is that clay? It's not up in the sky. It's down here, right? From where we are, made up of the earth. And similarly, the same clay, when we die, where do our outer body goes?
Our outer body, it goes into the ground.
It goes into the ground. That's where everybody is buried. You're absolutely right. Buried. Mariam, you're absolutely right. So we are buried. Why? Why don't we just throw the body up in the sky? We can't do that because it doesn't belong to the sky. It belongs to the ground. So we, with all due respect, we keep that shell, that outer shell, where it belongs. So there's that other part of the body. What is that other part called as?
It's called a soul.
It's called a soul. So what is the soul made up of?
Yeah, nur.
It's made up of nur. So does the nur comes from the ground or it comes from somewhere else? It
comes from the sky.
It comes from the sky. What part of the sky?
Seven skies.
Up above the seven skies, which means who is up above the seven skies?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So which means the nur belongs to?
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does then the nur want? Does it want to stay in the ground or it wants to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It wants to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then we know that if we want to stay in the world, our outer shell requires things that are in this world. For example, like
video games, burger,
and whatever you like. Yeah. But then the inner nur doesn't need any of that. What does the inner nur want?
Inner nur wants, like, it wants to read Quran, it wants to, like, praise Allah. Like,
why does it want to praise Allah and why does it want to read Quran? Why?
Because it connects you with Allah.
Because it connects with you, with Allah. Why does Quran connect with you, Allah? Why not anything else? Why not just, you know?
Because it's a creation of Allah.
Because it is a book that is from Allah. So it's the words of Allah. You're absolutely right. So it's the word of Allah. So is Quran a living book or is it a dead book?
It's a living book.
Why do we think that it's a living book? What makes you think that it's a living book?
Because sometimes, always when we read the Quran, we have a problem. We always get to that. There's always like a surah, a special surah that's like, let's say I have a problem. And then it gives me the answer to that problem. It's like we're talking to the...
Subhanallah. You're absolutely right. So it happens. Whenever we are actually understanding the Quran and reading the Quran, it feels like the Quran is talking to us. But does Quran talk to everybody or just whoever wants to talk to Quran?
Whoever wants to.
Whoever wants to talk to Quran. So remember how we were said that Ramadan is actually the month of Quran? Can we go to the next slide? So we know this is our first lockdown, right? We have never been locked down like that before. And this is our first Ramadan and our first lockdown. So why is this Quran, especially in Ramadan? There's always a question that has been asked. So I will go to the next slide where there is a beautiful verse in the Quran that actually talks about, let me minimize these extra things, okay. Okay, just a minute. Can I get the slide here? I'm not able to see the slide. Just a minute.
I can do this.
Okay, where is that? Is it here?
No, you press this.
This one?
No, just press you.
Okay, here I go. Okay, so here's this verse that's in the Quran, and it talks about that this, the month of Ramadan, is the one in which the Quran was revealed. So this is the only month out of the 12 months. Remember, Ahmed Mustafa, we were talking about? Okay. How you were talking about, that's it. How you were talking about that there are so many months in the Islamic calendar. But Ramadan is the only month that has been mentioned in the Quran. Which means if it's the only month that has been mentioned a few times in the Quran, it must be something very, very important. So we already talked about the importance and of the Quran of this month of Ramadan, which is of course the Quran, because this Quran is actually a creation, something from Allah, a connection, a role that can actually help us establish that relationship that we all yearn, but we don't know how to. So this, inshallah, this Ramadan, the coming Ramadan, we will try our best to make that connection strong. Because as I said, this is our first lockdown, this is our first Ramadan, so we have to actually make the most of it, inshallah ta'ala. Ahmed Mustafa, what do you think, how can you think we can go to the next slide. How do you think we can make this Ramadan a special Ramadan? So there are a few questions here. Let me ask you that. And you have to be very honest. If you have not done that, that's fine, because that's what we're going to do, inshallah, in this Ramadan. Have I ever tried, so this is you're asking to yourself, have I ever tried to understand the meaning of the Quran?
Yes.
So what do you do, Ahmed Mustafa? What do you do to understand the meaning of the Quran?
I sit with my mother and I do word toward meaning of the Quran.
Can you be a little louder?
I sit with my mother and I do word toward meaning of the Quran.
Alhamdulillah. So in this way, you're kind of understanding a little bit of the Quran. Remember the other day we were discussing and I told you to be a good Muslim, what are the seven things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you need to have? Can you mention the few things? When you say that I understand Quran or I ponder about Quran, can you share a few things that you understood recently when we were having a discussion? How can you be a good Muslim? What are the few things that you need to know?
You need to have six pillars of Iman.
Six pillars of Iman, okay, which include?
Which include giving
stuff. The pillars of Iman include what? You have to believe in?
You have to believe in Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to believe in the Day of Judgment.
Be louder.
You have to believe in the Day of Judgment. You have to believe in the angels. You have to believe in the books. You have to believe in the prophets.
In the prophets. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So this is how you kind of relate. You read the Quran, you ponder about it, and then you say, okay, am I doing all of that or not? Okay, Ahmed Mustafa, another question that you may want to ask yourself. Have I ever tried to implement the teachings of the Quran? So this is a question you all are asking to yourselves, my dear children. Have you ever tried to implement the teachings of the Quran?
Yes.
How?
It says in one verse that you should not eat like pig, or you should not eat dead meat, or you should not drink blood. So I don't think any of us do that.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. That's one of the things, of course. And then remember we were doing Zawil Qurba and Awal Yatama and how we should be, keeping our ahad. Can you tell a little bit about that? Have you ever tried to do any of that?
but I don't have enough money to do that, and I've never like been in that type of situation.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay, the other third question that I want to have, and so these questions are for all of you. So you are not answering here on the chat, but do answer to yourself. And maybe you can write these questions so that inshallah next time when we meet, we'll ask you. Okay, have you ever tried to recite the entire Quran in Ramadan?
I've tried, but I've never completed it.
Okay, so are you going to make an intention? And all of you, are you going to make this intention, inshallah, this Ramadan, we will try to recite the entire Quran?
Yes.
Why do you think we should recite the entire Quran in Ramadan? What had made an example for us to do that in the month of Ramadan?
Because Quran was revealed in this month.
Okay, and so what happened? What did Angel Jibreel do?
He hugged Prophet Muhammad and said, read.
Yeah, and that's how the Quran actually started, revealing in the month of Ramadan. And the sunnah is that Angel Jibreel actually recited the entire Quran to the Prophet in Ramadan, and that's how we get why we should be reciting Quran in the month of Ramadan, and also because it's the month of Ramadan, right? So whatever is the month, whatever is the main theme, that's what you're going to do, right? Okay, the fourth question that I have for you, have I ever taught Quran to family or friends? So this is a question you're asking to yourself. Have you ever taught Quran to family or friends?
Yes.
Whom did you teach?
My dad.
Oh, you taught your dad. Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. And your friends. So, okay, the first point that I want to ask you. Have I ever tried to ponder upon the verses of Quran in a long time?
No.
You haven't pondered? Okay, so let's make a niyyah, inshallah, that this Ramadan, we will try to finish the entire Quran. We'll try to understand the meaning of the Quran a little bit, whatever we can. We will try to implement the teachings of the Quran. Anything. It could be any one thing that you can take from it in the entire month and try to implement it in your life. Then
we will do.
That's like a good spirit. We will not try, inshallah, we will do it. Okay, and the other thing that we should do, as sister was telling you earlier, Sister Shaheen, that we need to teach the Quran to our family or friends. And the fifth thing is to ponder upon. I was telling Ahmed Mustafa this morning when we were doing breakfast, I was telling him, you know what, you're very special. And he's like, how come I'm very special? I said, because Allah chose you. And he's like, chose me for what? I said, because Allah chose your heart for something. Because mashallah, Ahmed Mustafa is also a Hafiz. So I was telling him that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people who are chosen for Quran are very special people. Allah doesn't choose everyone or anyone. They're very special people. And you have to have that urge and love for Quran. Because Allah says, the best of the best are those who actually learn this book. So it doesn't mean only a Hafiz, but for example, all of you. You all are chosen people by Allah. You're very special people. You're very, very special. You should just pat your back and you should be very proud of yourself that you are today sitting here and you're learning the book of Allah. Because right now, you know what's happening? What's happening? The few things that are happening right now. The angels have descended down and you all are actually sitting on the wings of the angels. And every creature that Allah has created, whether it's the birds in the sky or the fishes in the deep oceans that you can't see, the trees, the water, the sky, the mountains, of course the angels, they are all making dua for you. Isn't that a beautiful thing that you're just sitting here trying to learn and you're the chosen one and Allah has actually recruited all of his creation to make dua for you? I think that's the big, big, and the biggest blessing anyone can get. Inshallah, let's go to the next point. Let's go to the next point. Okay, inshallah. So here is just a reminder of a few things that we are going to do. First of all, as this verse that has been revealed, as I told you, that Ramadan is actually being mentioned in the Quran, and it's a very special month. And there's one more thing that actually came in my mind before I actually just wrap up here, is the meaning of the word Ramadan. You must be thinking, oh, Ramadan, what does it mean? It actually comes from a word Ramadan, which means to burn something. So in the olden days, these names were always there, which were known by the Arab people. And these words were, for example, the Ramadan, it means the burning, from Ramadan means burning. So the camels at that time, of course, this was desert, it was very hot, and it used to burn the foot of the feet of the camel. So this is how this word actually came up. So this word was actually present even before Islam. So Ramadan, if you see, it's actually burning what? It's burning our sins. So when we actually recite Quran, when we actually fast, this month helps us burn all those things and we get rid of them. So inshallah ta'ala, the things that we're going to do is in this Ramadan is, Emmett, can you read? What's the first thing we should inshallah do?
Oh, we should do abundant recitation.
We should do abundant recitation of the Al-Quran and not waste our time, inshallah ta'ala. What is the second thing you should check mark?
We should listen to tilawah.
We should listen to a lot of tilawah. And what's the third intention?
Make intention to memorize
new surah. So all those who are actually still learning, inshallah, you're going to try to memorize, and it actually includes me because I'm not a hafiz. But inshallah ta'ala, I will ask Emin Mustafa to help me and help me memorize a few surahs, inshallah. And of course, we are going to recite the entire Quran in this month because Angel Jibreel recited it, inshallah ta'ala. And with this, inshallah, we'll end our session with lots of du'as for all of you. Please keep me in your du'as, keep Ahmed Mustafa in your du'as, and inshallah, you all are in my du'as too. Let's make this lockdown a special Ramadan for all of us, inshallah. So I hope you all promise me with this, and I'll let you go. And again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Jazakillah khair wa ahsanul jazah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward both of you tremendously for inspiring us with amazing reminders for Ramadan. So let's see who has some takeaway that they want to share. And yes, we did the dua yesterday. So Hadia, we did the dua yesterday. So there's not going to be a specific dua for today. Your homework is going to be the dua from yesterday. Okay. And that was that Allah protect us from knowledge that does not benefit. So we do not take knowledge just for the sake of it, but knowledge demands action, right? Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fi. And no, basically, you know, we are trying to help you. Like when we are in a session, it's so powerful. We're all trying to stay focused. We're all trying to learn. So alhamdulillah, that's why we do some things to make us all benefit the most from it, right? And belief is something that changes everything. Alhamdulillah. So what did you take away for Ramadan and your connection with the Quran? Right? So what did you take away from that? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khair for your kind comments that you're sending privately also, and you're sending, you know, to everyone as well. Alhamdulillah. Yes. So the dua, you know, the dua we talked about, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u min qalbi la yakhshaw wa min nafsi la tashfa'u wa min da'wati la yustajabu laha. How many of us memorized it already? Go ahead, type one. How many of us are still memorizing, mashallah. That's so beautiful. When you say these words, it's really amazing. Jazakallah khair for your private text as well. This is my favorite Quran class. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. May Allah accept. There's, you know what, there's some people that you hear in this class, but mashallah, tabarakallah, there's a huge team working behind the scenes, right? Alhamdulillah. From every star, from every color that you see on the screen, from so many things happening behind the scenes. May Allah reward each and every person who is helping out in doing this, right? We cannot thank them enough. So from the bottom of your heart, what you can do is raise your hands and make dua for them, right? And when you enroll yourself into a Quran class, you know what happens? You automatically get enrolled in your teacher's duas. So for me, for instance, I make duas for my students. And, you know, when I raise my hands, I make dua for all my teachers. I say, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And at the same time, I make dua for all my students. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help me learn from them. I'll, you know, help me learn from them. That's my dua, honestly, for you. So one day, inshallah, maybe in next 10, 15 years, I see you somewhere. You are on a rostrum. You're leading some amazing arguments, you know, some amazing activities. And you come down and come close and you tell me that, you know what, I was in that class. That's the goal. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, so the lesson has inspired me to make this Ramadan a special one. It has also inspired me to give more lessons to my family. Barakallah. That's so incredible. MashaAllah. Excellent. All right. So who remembers the pillars of Iman? Who would like to do a recap on what is pillar of Iman? Raise your hand if you want to talk about it. Okay, Hadia, I see your hand. MashaAllah. Go ahead. Yes, Hadia.
The pillars of Iman are basically the pillars that are inside of your heart, and no one can see them, and you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the only one who knows that if you believe in them or not. Like, if you have the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in the Quran, the angels, the books, and the Day of Judgment, the Qadr, and those are the six pillars of Iman.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah Khair. Yes, so pillars of Iman, and Iman means faith and belief, and it is definitely unseen. Nobody can see it, right? Alhamdulillah. I think I had a friend raise their hand and then they lowered it. Okay, so Alhamdulillah. So now it's time for us to get focused again. All those people, super class, MashaAllah. So let's take benefit from this super class. And Hadi, you raise your hand again. And Awad, raise hand again. Okay, so let's see. Hadi, you wanted to say something more? Go ahead.
I wanted to say, like, that the pillars of Iman, they're also, like, they're roots of a tree, and like the roots of a tree, you cannot see them.
Okay, excellent. Alhamdulillah. So that is what we learned in week number one, that they are like the roots of the tree. Yes, Shata?
Sorry, I think it was a mistake.
It was a mistake? Okay, but what pillars you have done so far? You want to tell us?
Sure. Belief in Allah, belief in the angels, and belief in the books.
Excellent. Okay, let's see who would like to tell them in Arabic. Okay, so I'm going to lower the hands and let's see who can tell me these three in Arabic. Mohib?
What is Arabic?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you tell these pillars in Arabic?
Yes.
Okay,
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه.
Excellent, mashallah. And I'm so proud of you that you stopped at these three, mashallah. That's excellent, because those are the ones we have covered so far. So those who have missed that, please go ahead and make sure that by the end of this course, you will be very fluent in saying all six of them. And my dream is to see you transform from roots into fruits, inshallah. So you become very strong trees who are there to help each other, who are there to support, and even if strong winds blow, they stand very firm and strong. Okay, so that is amantu billahi, I believe in Allah, wa malaikatihi, and his angels, wa kutubihi, and his books. So Alhamdulillah, we discussed about the books Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the prophets, and now it's your turn to show what you know. So go ahead, you can use the annotate feature to write, and I hope that everybody can use the text prompt this time to write, inshallah. We can certainly see your name. Please don't write with this marker. So write with a text prompt when you're writing, okay? So, and if I see you not following directions, then I eventually have to take you out, right? So that everybody else can benefit, please. So you can type it instead of making any lines, okay? So those who are practicing, let me show you one more time. You take the text prompt from here. You can pick up the size from right here, and you can write that. So we know that Quran is the last and the final book. The purpose of this Quran is guidance, and Alhamdulillah, you know what, I'm going to clear everybody because everybody is trying. Anaya, I don't know what's happening with yours. So try to pick up the text tool from here, okay? And then you can write, inshallah. And Zulkarnain, you want to tell us something about the belief in the books?
I've written down that all the books have been changed except for the Quran, which is a miracle of Allah, and it's been going to be preserved till the Day of Judgment. And that's because since the beginning, there's been so many houses, and it's already memorized, and never be able to be changed.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah, that is incredible and beautiful. It's a miracle of Allah. Zunaira?
Yes?
Yes, you raised your hand, sweetie. So what would you like to share? Anything, any thought? Okay, so let's ask Burhan. Burhan?
Quran is the
Burhan, say it again.
Quran is the final book of Allah.
Alhamdulillah. So we learned and we believe that Quran is the final, last and final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can, those who are comfortable writing in the text, you can write things over there too. Alhamdulillah and barakallah fee on everybody who put in their effort in writing on the board. So there are some beautiful reminders for us, and you can make sure that you add to your list, and you can certainly turn on your cameras. You can show what you have written next in your page in belief in Quran, and you can see that the Quran is the word of Allah sent to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody can change the Quran, right? And this is so beautiful. I'm going to put some stars for some friends here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a lot of rewards on the day of judgment, inshallah. So every book has oneness of Allah as a message. That is very deep, mashallah. And there were many books revealed, very good. And the final, all the books have been changed except for the Quran, which is a miracle of Allah. Zulkarnain, I hope next time you can type a little smaller, okay? And you can take a box. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidelines. Beautiful Zulkarnain, I see your book also. So next time when you write small and you're fair to everybody, then everybody's able to write and everybody's able to learn also, right? And Quran guides you to the straight path. So the purpose is guidance. The purpose is not just merely getting rewards. Yes, you automatically get that. But the purpose is guidance. Just like for this class, the purpose is not stars. The purpose is not just knowledge. The purpose is to make it useful and beneficial for us, right? That is Zulkarnain, a beautiful drawing. I love your hand drawing and this Quran. MashaAllah, Jazakallah Khair for bringing it close and showing it to your teacher. That's amazing. And if you do not have annotate, you have on the top corner, it was there, but now I removed the annotate from everybody, okay, because we just had the whole box filled up, and a big pat on the back for all intentions and all efforts. You know what you can do is you can make a slide like this. You can write your messages on that and you can send it. You can send it to the email that we have once you like submitting your homework. Do your first things first, okay? Do first things first, which is with something which you have to do, do that first. And then when you have extra time, then you do this, okay? So your five times Salah first, and then you do extra stuff. Then that comes that extra Quran and those extra Ibadah. So for this class, you have a homework, which is memorize the dua of Ilm. Inshallah, you'll do that. Then you are going to put that in that WhatsApp group. Then you are going to practice the Surah Seal with the translation. And then you can tell, you know, at least five facts about Allah's books with your family. Have a conversation with your family in which you share five facts about Allah's books. And if you're done with these, then definitely you can create a slide like this, add what your sharings are, and you can share it with everybody, okay? And once received, we will even, inshallah, try to, you know, show them in the show lights from our student side. So you can send it with your ID. So a very, very big special thank you to your parents for setting you up and to you for being very active and participants. And it's a pleasure to be learning and teaching with you. It's really, really an honor to be part of your life. Alhamdulillah. And definitely, Laika, you asked me yesterday also, you can make the poster, you can make anything you like, right? You can make even a small animated something also out of that. And if you have any questions, concerns, then this is the email address, kidscourse@nurulquraninstitute.com. We are waiting here to hear from you. And if there's anything we can do for you, that will be an honor. So Jazakillah khair wa asma jaza again for being here. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And just like the companions would remind each other, we remind each other with the words of Surah Al-Asr. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By time, mankind is in loss except for those who reminded each other of Haq and who reminded each other of patience. Inshallah, we'll see you happy, healthy and excited next time. Jazakallah khair. Keep each other in your du'as and don't forget to give your mom and dad a hug right after this class. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وهدى